أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطيع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله صدق الله العظيم. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. The praise, the thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise and thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, we beg Him for His forgiveness, we believe in Him, and we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves astray, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness and give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe. Take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of Him. And do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe. Take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds and He will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe. Take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen, and be with those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best of guidance is that guidance that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent through His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in the Holy Quran, Inna iddata shuhuri indallahi ithna ashara shahran fi kitabillahi yawman khalaqas samawati wal arda minha arba'atun hurum dhalika ad-dinul qayyim fala tadhlimu fihinna anfusakum وَقَاتِلُوا الْمُشْرِكِينَ كَافَّةً كَمَا يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ كَافَّةً وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ صدق الله العظيم. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, surely the number of months with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is 12 months in a year. So it was ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day He created as-samawati wal-ard, the strata and the earth. Of them, four are sacred. That is the right deen, the right religion. So do not wrong yourselves therein. And fight against the mushrikeen, or those who associate gods with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, collectively as they fight against you collectively. But know that Allah is with those who are muttaqoon, or rather, who fear and take heed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he reminded us that there are 5 nights in which the dua is not rejected. There are 5 nights in which the dua, the supplication, is not rejected. Now, before we continue with the hadith, let us be aware that this is for the Muslim, that this is for the one turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kafatan, completely, not having any shirk, any association with any one, or rather anyone associating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. Not having any idea, any wrong aqidah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wahid, is one, ahad, one, unique. And that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his last prophet, his last messenger, the last one to receive wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as far as his book is concerned. That person who turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on one of these 5 nights, having repented from any kaba'ir, from any huge bad deeds, any of the major sins, and having repented from any habit that is a sin, and being sure that he is not engaged in anything in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places a block on his prayer. We mention these things, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, because what we were about to cover is very, 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 very important. Inshallah ta'ala, we want to speak about the sacred month of marvels. And we need to understand that entering this month requires leaving your baggage behind. Whatever it is that is encumbering you or blocking you from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, destroy it. Because there is no forgiveness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that sin that you are insisting on. We need to understand this. It's one thing to have a problem that you are actively, consistently working against, and that when you do not relish it, you do not enjoy the memory of it. You don't think fondly about disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very important to understand this. It's very important that if you are engaged in an activity that is completely haram, that you must cease and desist from it before you can take advantage of one of these 5 nights. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the the merciful, the more merciful. Yes, He is Ghafoor Rahim, the forgiver, the merciful. Yes, He is Al-Ghafar. Yes, He is Al-Ghafoor. But He is also Shadeedul Iqab, the severe in punishment. He is also the one who gives Al-Hisab on Yawm Al-Hisab, your receipt on the day of receipts. So it must be understood, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah don't play. This is not Christianity, where you come as you are and it don't matter, oh Allah forgive you of everything because you come as you are and you don't and you leave as you came. Mm-mm. No, you come as you are with the intent of leaving better, discarding what you know is ugly and disrespectful to the one who shaped you, made you, guided you to this deen. So we need to understand, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives an unbelievable amount of maghfirah. We cannot imagine what He will forgive. But the main thing is to not want to hold to it. As if you're saying, oh Allah, forgive me of this because I'm going to keep doing it. Mm-mm. You're just going to have to erase out your book that this is a sin because I ain't leaving this alone. That's not how this works. That's not how this deen works. So when we listen to what we inshallah ta'ala will cover today about the marvel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed within the month of marvels, this sacred month inshallah ta'ala, and we listen, inshallah ta'ala, to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward the one for who makes the effort to gain and milk the month of all that He has placed in it. It is imperative to understand that just like when we get ready, for those of us who know something about cooking, if you just pick something from the garden and your hands are soiled and you're going to use that in your meal, you wash your hands. You want to make sure that what you are about to partake in does not get contaminated with something that may be harmful. So therefore we approach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we wish to receive, we first clean ourselves, our hearts, our souls. We remove any stain. You know, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala don't miss anything. So we want to make sure that on the inside and the outside, we are clean. There's no reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when I ask Him for this, that He should say no. Unless it is harmful for me and I don't know it. This is the understanding that we need to have, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. Because we are in a deen, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that is profound. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Allah for everybody. The kafir who doesn't worship Him, the atheist who rejects Him, and the Muslim who prays to Him. He's Allah for everybody. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He says in His book, for those who want to be rewarded from the dunya, we reward them from the dunya. And those who want the reward of the akhirah, we reward them with the reward of the akhirah. You got to remember that, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. Yes, you see the kafir, the mushrik, the atheist. And you see that, you know, they say, oh yeah, I've been blessed. And they are looking at the fan, the thing that will go away, the thing that is fleeting as a good blessing. And they never ask for that which is permanent. So Allah gives it to them. But for you, you must think of this deen, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, like any person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us the example in parables. Like we have a king, or you have a ruler, or you have a president. Everybody comes to them, but he has his elite. They have special access. And they have to be vetted. And they get badges. And they get clearance. They may even have symbols. Right? That's any administration. For Allah, that's the Muslim. So yes, they call upon Ar-Rahman, and they call upon the Almighty, and they call upon God. But you have said the password. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And therefore, you have to maintain your clearance. That has to be worked upon. Keeping that record and that sheet clean. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He don't need Homeland Security to look into you. He doesn't need the angels either. He knows. And He reminds us, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Don't you know Allah sees him? So this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this is what I want us to have as an understanding before we get into the meat of our discussion about the sacred month of marvels. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, there are five nights in which the dua is not rejected. The first night of Rajab. The 15th night of Sha'ban, the night before Friday, the night before Eid al-Fitr, and the night before Eid al-Adha. Inshallah ta'ala, bi-idhnillah, inshallah, Friday night of the following week, not tonight, next Friday night, inshallah ta'ala, will be the first night of the sacred month of Rajab. And it will have followed Thursday night, the night prior to Friday, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also does not reject the dua. So two nights are coming, inshallah ta'ala, back to back, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds out the opportunity for the Muslim, inshallah ta'ala, to look forward to cleansing himself and making a request. So bi'idhnillah ta'ala, we pray Allah Ta'ala that we take advantage of this time and prepare for it wisely. According to Anas bin Malik, he related that Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Rajab is a tremendous month in which Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala multiplies the good deeds. So whoever fasts a day from Rajab, it is as if he fasted a year. And whoever fasts 7 days of it, then the seven gates of hell are closed to him. Whoever fasts 8 days from it, the eight gates of paradise are open to him. Whoever fasts 10 days from it, he will not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not grant it, meaning that Allah will answer his dua. And whoever fasts 15 days from the month of Rajab, a caller from the heavens will call out saying, surely you have been forgiven of whatever is past. So renew your good deeds, for indeed your sins have been transformed into good actions. And whoever does more, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam continued, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him more. And in Rajab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala carried Nuh alayhi salam in the ark, and he fasted, and he ordered all those with him to do so. And the ark sailed with them for 6 months until the first 10 days of Muharram. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was reported to have said that Rajab is a river in Jannah that is whiter than yogurt, sweeter than honey. Whoever fasts one day from this month, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let him drink from this river. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this month is also known as the death month, meaning the month that does not hear. Why? Because in it, the clashing of swords are silent. As in the sacred months, we know the only way that one can fight is in self-defense. There is no calling for war in the month of Rajab. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this month sacred before al-Islam, sacred at the time that he formed as-samawati wal-arud, the heavens and the earth. This month, this time period, these 29 or 30 days for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are sacred, sanctified. As we know, Rajab is the 7th month in the Islamic calendar. And it stands alone, meaning unlike the other months, which run consecutive, Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram, Rajab stands alone. And it is the bab, like the threshold, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for the months that are coming. As we know, Rajab begins, then once it's over, we are in the month of Sha'ban. And we come to Nisful Sha'ban, the month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he lets it be known that this is the day of appeal. It's the day that once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides in the holy month of Ramadan, Laylatul Qadr, finished. So this time is not only is it sacred, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it's Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Ar-Rajab is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sha'ban, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, is my month. And in two different reports, one was to say that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that the month of Ramadan, the holy month of Ramadan, is the month of the Quran. And in another report he said, it is the month of my ummah. So these months, they begin, as we know that Shahr Ramadan, or the holy month of Ramadan, is not considered amongst the sacred months, but of course it's a holy month, beyond a shadow of a doubt. But in this month, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as we know, there were battles in the holy month of Ramadan. But even the jahil, the ignorant, or the jahileen, those ignorant Arabs in prior to Islam, they knew better than to fight in the sacred months. And they avoided it. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, it behooves us to learn about this month, this sacred month of marvels. The crown of this month, as we know, is the 27th night. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose this month in which to decide and let it be known. Inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitaban mawquta. That the salah upon the mu'min is at fixed times. And he decided those times. And instead, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, of sending Jibreel alayhi salam or any other angel with this information, as he mentions in Surah Al-Isra, he spared his servant on a night journey. Min al-Masjid al-Haram ila al-Masjid al-Aqsa. From Mecca to Jerusalem. And then from there, took him through the 7 strata. And I know we've mentioned this before, but it bears mentioning again, that we understand what this means. And as one of his wives, may Allah be pleased with her, related that she remembers the event. Because his pillow had not gotten cold before he came and went back. We have to understand, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the implication of that. This confounds the mind. Because according to science, it is completely impossible. So you hear people say, oh, well, that happened, you know, yeah, he saw it in his mind. No, Allah didn't say that. There's no miracle there. There's nothing miraculous about giving him a vision. That is not what happened. And the theory of passing that, okay, well, the speed of light is the speed limit of the universe, brother. And it takes light 8 minutes to get from the sun to the earth. He went back and forth and back and forth and then finally back before his pillow got cold. I don't believe that. Okay, well, that's your opinion. And that's your choice. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he speaks the truth. And his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke the truth. And whether we understand how or not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he wants something, he says, kun, be, and it is. That is the nature of this deen. We don't, if Allah said it, sami'na wa ata'na, we hear and we obey. We believe, amantu billah. We believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't question. We don't need science as our prover of Islam. We don't look to it to say, oh yeah, see, science verifies that. I don't care whether science verifies it or not. Allah said it. That's all I need. And as a famous quote of the scholars says, that when the scientists finally reach the pinnacle or the apex of knowledge, they will find the footprints of the prophets. Like, you late. We've been there, done that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he crowned this month with, even with the Arabs, at that time, they were like, wait a minute, it takes us 40 days to get back and forth between Jerusalem and Mecca. And you did what? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him to verify, look, there's a caravan on its way. I saw them. I drank from their water pitcher and put it back where it was. And they were wondering amongst themselves, who drank our water? Who did this? And he prayed at Jerusalem. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought all of the prophets, every single one of them, back at the masjid, Bayt al-Maqdis, and brought them there to pray behind Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and greet him and meet him once there and then on the different strata where he gave in hadith. And he spoke about what strata he met this one and what strata he met that one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear. He is above time and space. And let us understand, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, quite significant in on many, 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 many levels. We can't even begin to cover them. But inshallah ta'ala, at least there's one thing bi'idhnillah ta'ala we want to share. And that is that as we know the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah revealed to him about Musa alayhi salam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, he called Musa and he told him, remove your shoes, when he came before him in the valley of Tua. And he asked him, what is that in your hand, Musa? And he said, this is my staff. And he said, throw down your staff. Allah knew what he was doing. But he wanted to prepare Musa because he needed some training. See, the thing is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew what he was about to be given as far as knowledge would frighten him. And so when that staff transformed into this huge dragon, Musa ran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, don't be afraid. In other words, this is there to serve you. He could not have Musa breaking out of the palace when he threw it down in front of Pharaoh. The Pharaoh run and he run too. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared him. This is what you shall see. This is part of your mission. This is part of your sign. This is part of your equipment. Get ready. What relationship does this have to do with Isra Mi'raj? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For what? Don't we say after hearing the then? Ati Muhammad wasila wa fadila. Give Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the lofty status and position that you promised him for intercession. That day, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, horrors beyond belief will be seen. And so Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was prepared with seeing every event all the way to the day of judgment and through it. Knowing who would be in the fire and who would be in the paradise and the horrors therein, so that he wouldn't be fazed. And so that when you went to him to ask him for intercession, he could concentrate on your problem. As opposed to being dazed by the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Yawm al yaj'alu wildan shiba, that the little babies will be gray haired. Their hair will sprout gray like an old man from what they will see. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم استغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, according to Ibn Babawiyyah, he said that I entered into the chamber of Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq radiallahu anhu during the month of Rajab, and only a few days of the month remained. He asked me, did you fast this month? I said, no, O grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, then you missed a great part of rewards which only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. This month Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made sacred among the sacred months, and he grants a lot to those who fast within it. I said, O grandson of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I fast from what remains of the month, do I get any reward? He said, whoever fasts one day from this month, even if it is from its end, he will be counted and granted an easy passage across Sirat al-Mustaqim. Whoever fasts 3 days from this month, he will guarantee himself safety on the great day of fear, the day of judgment, and he will receive emancipation from the hellfire. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, many scholars report that who cannot fast, among them being Zain al-Abidin, radiallahu anhu, who cannot fast in this month, should praise Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 100 times, saying, Subhan al-Ilahi al-Jaleel. Subhana man la yanbaghi tasbihu illa lah. Subhana al-a'azzul akram. Subhana man labisa al-izza wa huwa lahu ahal. That is to say, 100 times, glory belongs to the one, or rather to the God of majesty. Glory belongs to the one whom none is worthy of glory except him. Glory belongs to the mighty and the honorable. Glory belongs to the one dressed in might, and he deserves it. Saying this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, 100 times is equivalent to fasting within the month of Rajab. Saying this again, 100 times is equivalent to a day's fast within the month of Rajab. Therefore, you get the exact same reward. So if you can't fast, then you have to learn how to say this. And inshallah ta'ala, Allah reward you for your effort and bless you with its rewards. Amen. Ameen. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever recites in the month of Rajab 100 times, أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ. Again, that is, أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ. Whoever says this 100 times in the month of Rajab and seals this recitation with sadaqah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will seal for him mercy and forgiveness. Whoever recites it 400 times, again, and sealing it with sadaqah, Allah will write for him the reward as if he had died the death of 100 martyrs, 100 shaheeds. And you know the shaheed, the ultimate reward for him is Jannah. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever says, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, at-tahreer. Of course, we wish to complete it, Muhammad Rasulullah, alhamdulillah. But this is the hadith. Whoever says, La ilaha illallah, 1,000 times in the month of Rajab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write for him 100,000 good deeds, 100,000 hasana, and will build for him 100 cities in paradise. Just la ilaha illallah. Just la ilaha illallah. Get you some thicker beads that has 100 beads on it. Go around it 10 times saying la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Please complete it with Muhammad Rasulullah. You cannot hurt, of course. 100,000 good deeds. 100,000 hasana and 100 cities in Jannah. Can't lose. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, prepare yourself to work in this month, inshallah. Again, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, whoever asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness 70 times in the morning, this is in the month of Rajab, 70 times in the evening, and on the 70th time, he completes it by saying, Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh, O Allah, forgive me and I turn to you in repentance. And when he reaches the 70th time, again he says, Allahumma ighfirli wa atubu ilayh, O Allah, pardon me and I offer my repentance to you. Should he die in this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with him, and no fire can touch him as a reward for the blessing that Allah descended in the month of Rajab. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, among the great blessings that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conferred upon the Muslims in this month, as we know, is the Isra and the Mi'raj. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided at this time to give us our salah, our connection with Him, and to bless it to be 5 salah. But at this time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as is mentioned in Surah Al-Najm, where He says that He was قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدْنَى, that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 2 bows lengths from the throne, or closer. فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدْنَى فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبَدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى. Subhanallah, and Allah revealed to His servant what He revealed to His servant. At this time, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, according to the book Al-Balad Al-Amin by Al-Kathami, and this hadith being reported by Imam Ali, Amir al-Mu'mineen, may Allah have mercy upon him, he said that he saw this, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaking, he saw this dua written on one of the legs of the throne. And he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have mercy upon the one who keeps this dua as a ta'awudh, as a protection for himself, recites it a great deal. He will forgive him of his sins. Listen, he will forgive him his parents and his children of his sins, bestow countless blessings upon him, keep him safe from misfortunes, multiply his earnings, and heal him of his ailments. This dua is as follows, beginning with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. O Allah, we ask you, the one whose worshippers remain firm, the one before whom the praiseworthy bow down, the one whom the tired and oppressed cry to for help, the one whom the deprived seek for their needs, the one who does not disappoint those who supplicate him, the one whose door is never shut to those who knock, the one who is indescribable and indefinable, the one whose gifts do not end, nor do they fall short, the one who is not out of reach of prayer, but is the best of destinations, the one whose servants tie their hopes to with his rope, the one who is beyond compare, who is not begotten nor begets, whose bounties and favors cannot be counted, whose good is always open for mankind, who is beyond waking up from sleep and from needing to sit down, who delivers the gifts and presents to what he created and who is not delayed by circumstances. O Allah, O Beneficent, O Merciful, O Concerned Friend, the one who took pity upon the aging Ya'qub alayhi salam, who overlooked the mistake of Dawood alayhi salam, who does not break his word and forgives those whom forgiveness has been promised, who gives livelihood and covers the mistakes of his creatures to their full satisfaction, who grants safety to the victims, whom all prostrate their faces on the ground in submission, whose beneficence no soul is deprived of, who does not rule unjustly, nor shows mercy to those who are belligerent in their tyranny. O Allah, have mercy upon us that have transgressed and have fallen short in our duties to you. Surely you do whatever you wish. O truthful, O loving, send prayers upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best messenger who called the attention of everyone to the best to one to worship, and bless his descendants, the pious, the pure, generous and liberal rewards, and grant us what only you can give. O most merciful of those who show mercy, O most honorable of those who are honored. Ameen. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, inshallah, we will find ourselves basking in the glow of the blessings of the sacred month of marvels, the month of Rajab. And we ask Almighty Allah SWT to write us down amongst those who receive the maximum reward of this blessed month. But nothing is guaranteed. I remind you, as I remind myself, that there is no better advice than what Allah SWT has revealed to His Prophet Muhammad SAW. And Prophet Muhammad SAW has consistently reminded us to give. Give the proof. What is the proof? As-sadaqah. In closing, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I pray Almighty Allah SWT blesses you to hear and heed the advice that one of the grandsons of Prophet Muhammad SAW gave to one who wished to save himself from bad luck. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, radiallahu anhu, he related that there was between me and another man a piece of property that we shared. And this man, he never came out of his house unless a good star was shining. And me, he said, it didn't bother me what star was in the sky. So one day we decided to divide the property between us, and I negotiated to get myself the best deal. When we concluded the deal, the man said, I've never seen a day like this, and I'm worried about the omen of this day. See, I follow the stars, and I gave you, or made the offer to you, of this land when an unlucky star was shining. And even though we concluded the deal when a lucky star showed up, you still got the best part. I want to tell you what my father told me. He said that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him. And that is, whoever wishes to remove the bad luck from his day, he should begin it with sadaqah. And Allah SWT will remove the evil consequences of that day. And whoever wishes to remove the evil of his night, he should begin it with sadaqah. And Almighty Allah SWT will remove the evil consequences of that night. And he concluded by advising the man, saying, this is better for you than following the shining of the stars. So I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as I remind myself, the sadaqah does not benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all. We overlook it We take it for granted, and now we see why we have problems. So I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, take the attitude of the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were hungry for good deeds. They knew the value. They appreciated the benefit, and they saved themselves from the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one is saying, oh, you have to give money. No one among us, we may have very few that have that ability. But sadaqah is not always money. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, to smile in the face of your brother is sadaqah. To remove a hamperance from the world is sadaqah. This, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, removes the evil of your night and your day. Who can afford not to do this? Who of us can afford not to do this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has conferred upon us, inshallah ta'ala, for those of you who didn't know this, you just got a great blessing. You're in the house of Allah. Show your appreciation for it. لَنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَيَزِدَنَّكُمْ. Those who are grateful and appreciative, Allah will give you increase. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر لي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد عباد الله إن الله يعمل بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر.